Blog Talk Radio.
You, man, you already know what the fuck this is. PSA Radio. I'm here joined with my brother Dre, Three Letterman. My G, what is good? You. You, man, you already know what the fuck this is. PSA Radio, man, special segments coming on. I'm here joined with my brother Dre, Three Letterman. What is good, my G?
Y'all already know what the fuck it is. It's the Bad Boys, man. PSA motherfucker radio. What's good, my G?
Ain't shit, man. We got fucking segments galore coming up, man. Let's start it off. The Response Part 2. Drake dropped the back-to-back freestyle, and I think it was the nail in the coffin for this beef, so to say. What do you think about it, man? There were some lyrics in there like, is this your girl's tour? Is this your tour, your girl's tour, or whatever? You know, you should, when you love someone, you should give the world tour. What is it? Twitter, trigger fingers turned to Twitter fingers. There you go.
Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Listen, man, I got to say this. It was good morning hip-hop, first of all. Good motherfucking morning. I got to say, man, it felt so good to wake up in the morning, your phone just going crazy, like, what the fuck is going on? And you look, there's a Drake response. Click on play, you fall back, the beat sounding nice, sun is flowing into this shit, and the lyrics, listen, charged up, I really wasn't feeling that. Like I said before, it was a trap to see dude react. Drake even said it. I waited 4 days. What is that? I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove in the rave playing AR app. So when I hear that line, Timbo, that tells me Drake is ready for this shit. He's waiting in the cut, Meek. He's waiting for you to respond, my nigga. He's waiting. The clip is loaded, my nigga. You down 0-2 right now, my dude. 0-2, Meek. Philly, what's really good, man? Talk to your boy, Three Letter Man. What the fuck is good? All this talking you doing, Meek? When he said when he looks back, he might get mad that he even paid his attention. See, yeah. Man, he don't really want to pay you no attention, my nigga.
But he didn't even want to, Meek. He said he didn't want to pay this shit no attention. He said he's lucky. Drake is paying this shit.
Buying bottles for Charlemagne. Charlemagne's name, you getting that Charlemagne? That's a sneak diss if y'all niggas don't know out there. Oh, that's a diss to Charlamagne. Charlamagne, you know, your name is mentioned in the rap. That's cool, but you might not pop your collar too heavy because that's a sneak shot behind that.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Shot?
Yeah, so that's like, first of all, Drake and Charlamagne ain't got no, come on, they ain't got no relationships, B. Charlamagne ain't, Drake ain't never gonna big up Charlamagne. That's a shot, my nigga. That's not showing love.
Nah, but you saw Charlamagne get at Meek and Flex, though. So I think
he didn't get at Meek. He got afraid to get at Meek, son. He didn't he didn't get at Meek. He got at Flex. Let's be clear. He didn't say nothing about Meek, which I knew he wasn't. He's focused on that donkey of the day. Hold on, son. That donkey of the day was all the fun master Flex.
No, that was Flex, but I think he was tweeting that, why isn't Meek responding this and that? And he was getting at Meek, though, saying that there should be some sort of response from it. I don't think that Charlamagne line was a shot, though.
That was a blow. That was another little jab shot to Charlamagne to me, son. I see niggas even talking about that. Yeah, son. Yo, The nigga Drake says trigger fingers turn into Twitter fingers. You getting bodied by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga to type a nigga. I mean, you getting bodied by a singing nigga? Drake knows, Timbo, people look at him as an R&B rapper. Let's be real. It is what it is. Some people do. Drake makes songs for the chicks, and that's okay. But he's embraced that. He hears the rumble, and he's embraced it, Meek.
Yeah.
You get embodied by a singing nigga. Don DeMarco, my nigga. Jazz face.
Drake.
Jazz face.
Can you see, was this like battle rap-esque? Kind of this track right here, was it like, did it have that type of feel?
Some lines, not the whole track, some lines. Some the lines and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then when he said, this is what I got to do to make y'all rap. This is what I got to do to make y'all rap. Meek, this nigga is calling you out, son. Yo, Nicki Minaj, let me holler at you right quick, mama. You're from Queens. Let me say that again. Slow that down for y'all. You're from Queens. The land of LL Cool J, Run DMC, Nas, Capone and Noriega, Mike Geronimo, Onyx, 50, MC Shan, Roxanne Shanté. And you gonna tell me you ain't looking at your man like, my nigga, you ain't getting no pussy till you go in that fucking booth and get at this nigga fucking drink. Yo, my nigga, real nigga shit, you know my wife told me this morning? Nigga, you wasn't getting no pussy if you didn't aspire. If you was a rapper, three-letter man, my wife told me this. If you was a rapper and you didn't respond to Drake, you wasn't getting no pussy. My wife told me that, my nigga. This is facts. Meek, pardon me. Put your skirt down, B. Ain't this what you wanted? Isn't that what you wanted, my nigga? You wanted that sauce, huh? Where you at, my dude? You're on the clock. And we don't want no funny style tweets, Meek. Them shits don't mean nothing to us. We laughing at you. Nigga, you only two. And Drake, if you want to put the body bag in the body bag to make it a body bag, Tech Nine voice, go ahead and drop that 3M in Philly, my nigga. Go ahead and drop the 3M in Philly. My nigga, at this point, Timbo, I wouldn't even let off Meek's neck.
Drake.
I would drag that nigga from Toronto to Philly.
We spoke about this. Now, do you feel like he had this recorded that same day that he did Charged Up? Like, he was like, you know what, just in case, let me record this real quick. Let me get a response.
My nigga, you said it best yourself the last episode. You said it best yourself. You would not be surprised if you got another one in this chamber.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You said it. You were like, yo, that Charged Up, it was light. I want this dude to rap. I want some shit directed at Meek. Directed at him.
Got at you, Meek. This nigga got at you, my nigga. Light-skinned niggas forever. He got at you. Got at you. I love this shit, man. Is this a world tour or your girl's tour, my nigga? This not what she meant when she said open up more. Oh, my nigga. Meek, well, why are you not responding? Y'all, somebody explain to me why this nigga is not responding. Meek Mill, once again, not to beat a fucking dead horse, he's from Philadelphia. They got a fucking 1,050,000 MCs out there. He comes from the battle rap culture. You know what time it is. Why are you not responding, Meek? Don't tell me because of the tour, my nigga.
Dre, I had somebody tell me on Twitter that, why are you saying shit? Meek still has time to respond. I said, no. No. Why was there not a response? Why was there not a response already? There's no reason to not have that shit out already. This is what Meek.
Well, let me address that crackhead nigga that tweeted that to you. Let me address you since you addressed Tickle that fuckery tweet. My nigga, your boy Meek Mill is down 0-2. He's walking around the Twitter streets 0-2. This is hip-hop. This is a fucking competitive sport, my nigga. Meek bigs up Jay-Z. Meek bigs up Nas. He bigs up the OGs all the time. You think Jay and Nas would have 0-2 joints about them on these streets? That would be a negative. That would be a negative. You think 50 Cent would have 2 joints on the streets about him and he ain't fucking respond? That would be a negative. Do you think Game would have 2 joints out here on these streets and he respond? That would be a negative. What are you talking about, nigga?
Yeah.
This fucking hip-hop, nigga. The trigger finger or the Twitter finger, nigga. Which one, Meek? Pick one, nigga. Is it the Twitter finger or the trigger finger, nigga? You pick one. Pick one, my nigga. And you know the ill thing about this, Timbo? Drake ain't even fucking giving us no fucking notifications when these drinks drop. They just come out, bop.
Nope.
That nigga's cool.
He just dropped them shit. That is why Meek should have done that shit. You don't announce the diss track dropping. You don't do that.
But again, Timbo, to be fair, he didn't really announce it. If you look on Twitter, he never announced
but
it. He was saying he was going to do that.
Yeah, but he didn't dismiss the rumor and the promotion for it. The promotion was already there. The promotion was 7 p.m. on Funk Flex. Pump Master Flex.
Right.
Pump
Flex. I agree. He should have took it. He had ample time to fucking tweet out, yo, I'm not responding to another joint of this shit.
He's tweeting
he
other
didn't.
Shit. Why not tweet that out? He's tweeting other shit.
I agree totally. I'm not going to kill him too much about him not putting a song. I think now, fuck all that. Now, Meek, you have to respond, nigga. Nigga. This ain't about money. This ain't about money. This ain't about your bank account. This ain't about you rocking a fucking fly belt. This ain't even about Nicki Minaj pum pum, my nigga. This is deeper than that. Drake ain't even coming at you on no money tip.
It's about the man.
We ain't even talking on money tip, my nigga.
Who's the MC?
Exactly.
Who's the MC?
Yo, to me, both, because, yo, don't get it fucked up. Meek can rap. I don't want nobody to get a misconstrued that I don't fuck with Meek Mill. I fucks with Meek Mill, and I respect Drake. I respect both those niggas. But I like a lyrical war. So I don't want nobody to get it fucked up. We choosing sides. I'm just like a lyrical war. And Meek, you 0-2, my nigga. 0-2? But you know what's funny, Timbo? He's forced now to drop some ether, take over, hit him up. All these niggas talking about, oh, y'all waiting for me to drop. Yeah, he has no choice but to drop a fucking napalm bomb when you 0-2. You can't even go like me. You can't even go like
it's not gonna, I understand that, and he still could. I mean, I expect him honestly to drop something, but I don't think it'll have that same, I mean, he's had two tracks about him already. He was supposed
it depends what he writes, though, Timbo. But it depends what you write on paper. Because what you write on paper is what it's all about. It depends what you write on paper and what you put in that booth. And if you call him Drake by his name and saying shit that's hard, we have to respect it. Now, don't get it fucked up. Jay-Z had a couple of diss tracks against Nas. You know what I'm saying? And Nas just did Ether. And all Nas had to do was do one joint. Jay had Takeover, Super Ugly, and the joint on Blueprint 2. That's three.
Yo, that's super. I'm not gonna lie, that's Super Ugly. It's really underrated as far as the diss track goes.
Yeah, I like it. I just thought Jay went to. He tried out first. I like the, you know, AI and Common, all that shit was car, but.
Yeah.
My nigga, you're pressed right now, nigga. We're gonna press you. The hip hop world is pressing you.
He's
pressing you, my nigga.
He has to. Yeah.
You have to release some shit. You have to. Like now. Straight up, my nigga, you have to drop some shit. You can't, nigga, 0-2? Nigga not playing with you, man. Trick is not playing. The beat is groovy. The back-to-back, I like that shit, man. I'm fucking with that. I told you before, Timo, that Charging shit was light, man, to me, light.
Mm-hmm.
He waited 4 days, like he said. The nigga's saying he's waiting 4 days. Are y'all niggas hearing what Drake is saying? He's waiting 4 days. And Timbo, I want to take it back to somebody sent me that shit on Twitter. I sent you the link. When Drake was a Hot 97 with Angie Martinez, and he said, and I quote, I'm surprised certain people have not responded to me. I'm waiting for it. Not saying I want it, but I'm waiting for it. That nigga's not playing, son. He don't see, you don't got to be the rah-rah nigga to be nice.
Well, in that interview too, he was like, "They don't want it with me." And then Angie was like, "What do you? Can you elaborate?" And he's like, "No, I'm just not that guy. Just don't do it. I'm not that guy. You don't
Straight
want
up.
Like you don't want this problem," is what he's saying. You don't want that problem.
And Meek, I'm questioning now if you want that problem, my nigga. I'm questioning right now if you want that problem, my nigga.
He'll
it's about your
Twitter
money,
battle.
My nigga. Yeah, you win the Twitter battle, nigga. But it's not about your bread. It ain't about your chick. It ain't about the fly belt. It ain't about the whips right now, my dude. This is the essence of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Lyrical warfare, nigga. Nigga just dropped a joint on you, my nigga. Twitter shit. And you motherfuckers, I think Drake got another song in his stash. Don't get it fucked up. You gonna doubt me again, my nigga? You think Drake don't got... First of all, even if he doesn't, and Meek responds. Well, let me ask you a question, Timbo. Let's say Meek responds. Do you think Drake's going to respond a third time? Because I do.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You're bugging. You're bugging. No, you're talking about what you would do. You know what you would do. You don't think, as an MC, you don't think if Meek responds, Drake is not going to do this. It's over?
We're talking about the guy, Drake, that doesn't give anybody, like, he doesn't entertain this type of shit. He does not.
But he's entertaining it now, though. He's entertaining it now, so when he's entertaining,
yeah,
he's going to go in.
He's entertained it for two. He's entertained it for two songs. He's done it twice. Meek hasn't
done
one.
That's the point. You know what? You just made the point for me then. You just made the point for me. So basically you're saying Drake did two joints, right?
Yes.
You know what that tells me? Drake wants this. He wants this shit. He wants this shit. He wants me to get out of pocket so I can
flame
your ass.
Okay. I think here I'll give you this. Depending on how good the track is, I think that's going to determine whether he responds again or not.
Agree on that. That's what I'm saying. If he drops some heat,
if it's garbage, I don't think he will.
I would.
If it's not good, I don't think he'll respond again. If it's nice and Meek is coming with like personal shit, maybe airing some stuff out, this and that, I could see Drake responding again.
If I'm Drake, I respond regardless. If the shit is whack, I'm responding.
Drake,
if the shit is hard, I'm responding.
Drake, if you were Drake, you would put out a fucking stop lying entire tape about me.
Or some game shit. I would. Or some game shit.
Drake would do the fucking whole mixtape about it. He's not that
I would.
You're doing a whole fucking tape.
That's why I fucked with that nigga Game, man. That's why I fucked with the homie Game, man. Fuck that nigga
Drake,
Game, man.
If it was Drake would have done a Dreams and Nightmares, the intro shit, taking that beat and getting him on it.
Yeah.
That's what you would have done.
You know your boy too good, my nigga. You know your boy too good.
I'm telling you, there would be a mixtape on the way.
Early! I'm going to tell him, set up shop, my nigga. We going in, my dude.
Not even an EP, not a 3 or 4 track tape. This is a full length, 10 track, 11 track fucking tape. Just dissing.
I'm riding on everybody, son. I'm riding on Meek, I'm riding on Nicki, I'm riding on Ross. I'm even riding on Wale, nigga. He ain't even do nothing, I'm riding on them niggas. On all them niggas. Everybody gets it. Like, hold on. In my Sue Surf voice. Shot! Everybody!
Everybody!
In my Sue Surf voice.
I'm telling you, back to back, freestyle, it's out.
Go ahead, Drake. Feel free to drop the third one, man. Feel free to drop the napalm bomb.
Of course, right? Of course. While
feel
you're
free!
At it, drop views from the six now, man. He said it. He's like, I did this. Now it's back to the views.
Yeah, he did say that, though. He did say that. But,
Drake,
we don't want you to, you know, you could bend the truth of that a little bit because we're expecting him to respond. So
don't
that Meek going to respond then what?
Lee Box, don't put me in that with you. I'm good on these.
All right, I'm on the front line solo then. Fuck it. I'm on the front line solo. It's all good, my nigga. I'm on the front line solo.
That fucking Box. How dare you?
Meek Mill. Are you going to respond, my nigga? Are you scared?
Okay.
What happened?
How much longer? We got to put a time on this shit. How long does Meek have from now, Wednesday morning, how long does Meek have to respond to this second track? He's down 0-2. How long does he have?
Let me, and you know what's funny to that question you asked? I'm listening to Hot 97, right? And they proposed the same question that you're asking me. And I had Rosenberg and Lola Styles talking about he got to the weekend. No, he don't.
No, he don't.
This is Wednesday. No, he don't.
Thursday, tomorrow.
He'll till Friday. Till Friday. I'm giving him till Friday. Yeah. What are you giving us, a Thursday to tomorrow?
gonna give it till Thursday.
I got till Friday. I got till Friday, Meek. Timo got you one day. I'm giving you an extra day. An extra day to get them bars up and pick a hard beat, my nigga. You can't even come with no light shit, though, Meek. That's the thing about it, my nigga. You can't even come light at Drake, man. You're gonna have to go hard. Your car's been pulled, my nigga. And Drake is so ill with the fucking subliminals and the disses and shit, you know? They sting. They give you stingers. He give you stingers.
He gives you the stingers. That's what it is. Yeah.
He gives you the stingers, my nigga. Nigga say drive around playing ARF.
He says it so nonchalant, too, just like it's nothing. Like, here you go.
And don't get it fucked up. Him, he might listen to ARF. I'm not disputing that. But Drake is a smart nigga. By him saying he's playing ARF, he's showing Philly that, yo, Philly, I fucks with y'all, my nigga. It's this nigga I got a problem with. I fucks with Philly. I just got to spank your boy. How do Philly niggas say I got to spank your boy a little bit? You know? That's what it is. Meek, you on the clock, my nigga. Tick, tick, tick. You on the clock, fam. You on the fucking clock, Meek.
It's watched. The time is ticking. Back to back. Freestyle out right now. Drake, the second response. We'll see if Meek responds, and he's on the clock. Let's get into Birdman. Had an exclusive interview. Shout out to Power 105.1 with Andy Martinez. Just talking about everything. You know, his first the first open interview about you know, Lil Wayne, about, you know, Cash Money, about the lawsuits, Young Thug, Tyga, all of this. Now, I watched this interview, Drake.
Mm.
I watched both parts.
Mm.
And I heard Wayne call Baby his, or Baby, I'm sorry, Birdman call Wayne his son about, what is this, about 600 times. I lost count. About 600 times. But totally downplaying everything. I mean, he made it seem like him and Wayne are best friends still, are father and son still, and just absolutely no issues at all, that they still talk. He said, Wayne and I spoke 2 days ago. I talked to him. Nothing's wrong. He doesn't want to leave Cash Money. He's never told me he wants to leave Cash Money, ever. So until I hear it from his mouth, I'm not taking anybody's word for it. Even if I hear it from him, I will let him go. But Nicki and Drake are here to stay. They ain't going nowhere. What'd you think about the interview?
Whew. That was a mouthful, my nigga. Pause. Yo, the first thing that I think when I hear this shit, Timbo, is, you know, you heard the allegations, well, the allegations that Lil Wayne's 12 bus got shot up, right? And the police allegedly, I guess, got information from a cell phone saying that the first person, that the nigga that shot up the bus, they called Birdman.
Yeah.
You feel me? Andy Martinez, I think you dropped the ball on that question alone. You feel me? Like, I don't know. I think you should have pressed Birdman with that question. Okay, so why is it that they saying that they called your phone before and after? You feel me? I think that question should have been pressed a little more. And I feel that Birdman is full of shit. I'm going to keep it real. I just think he's full of shit. You feel me? And, yeah, I really think he's full of shit. But, Timbo, to be fair, even if he did that, he can't really incriminate himself if on cam. You get
True.
Me?
Yep.
My brother, is it me or he looked real uncomfortable in that interview?
He looks very, very uncomfortable. You know what? You know what? I agree with what, you know, Angie should have pressed him on that question. But she really pressed him on everything else. You know, she would steer away from something and then come back to it, asking it a different way. But I mean,
yeah, he was on some luck shit. When he asked luck a question, he tried to, you know, that slick talking shit. You know.
So, are you and Wayne cool? Well, beloved, we got a bunch of beloveds from Birdman. There was nothing. Watching this interview, like, I really feel like he's full of shit too. There's no question.
Mm.
I mean, this man said that Wayne and Young Thug had no beef when it was clear that
really?
They had beef. I don't see where where you say he did.
No, my nigga Birdman. I don't know. Yeah. He's trying to downplay that shit, Timbo, and I'm not stealing that shit. My nigga, no. Birdman, all you had to say on that question is, you know what? They have their issues, Playboy. But we trying to get this shit straightened out over here and cash money. You feel me?
Yeah.
All you got to say, my nigga, Playboy. Yeah. Playboy.
That's it. That's
all you got to say, Playboy.
Saying
but
that there was
also,
no beef, nothing.
And about Drake and Nicki, and about Drake and Nicki, is it me?
Yeah.
Because she asked him, he said, I'll let him go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Drake and Nicki ain't going nowhere. So that tells me that, yeah, nigga, you can take your ball like Ricky and Boys in the Hood, and we'll let you bounce. That's cool, my nigga. But Drake and Nicki right now are hotter than you? That's what I'm just being real. That's what I took from the interview. So you could bounce because Wayne, you're kind of fizzling a little bit. I think Birdman, that's how Birdman is looking like. I love you, son. But Drake and Nicki ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
That nigga said that shit straight like that. And he said that shit with that shrewd face. He said that shit with a calm, cold demeanor.
He did.
Drake and Nicki ain't going nowhere. And then he's downplaying Tiger getting sued and shit. Come on, Birdman.
He's downplaying everything. He said in the lawsuit, whatever Wayne wants, I'll give him. And if he wants to take his talents elsewhere, I wish him nothing but the best. That's my son. That's this and that. It's like, man, everything's in the lawsuit. You really don't think that people are seeing what is going on, and don't blame this on the media. Come on, don't blame it on the media. I mean, this is exactly what's going on.
My nigga, I remember on BG. Yeah. I remember when BG was on. BG had an interview. He's like, you know, BG is a heroin addict and shit. And he said, dead ass, that Baby and them was fucking, like, you know, they was robbing them in the sense of, like, he didn't know what the fuck was going on. They kept feeding him the drugs and shit. They know it's fucking with him. And as long as you get the drugs, like, you were just getting the money and shit. You get what I'm saying? Feeding the drugs and still taking a purse from him, not giving him his full due money and shit. Turk had issues. Juvie had issues. Manny Fresh had issues. Come on, bro. Don't be stupid, man. It's well documented. Everybody that was associated with you doing music, my nigga, they had an issue with you. I really would like to know how Wayne feels about this shit right now.
Same here.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope there's an exclusive coming with Wayne just for that.
Yeah. Wayne, you're on the clock too, my nigga. You got to respond to this nigga, Birdman. No, he does. Now you have to do a song or no shit like that, but you got to respond to this.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. Wayne was...
As far as... Yeah.
Wayne was on fucking Twitter spazzing out a couple months ago about the whole Cash Money thing. He didn't even call you, my nigga. He took that shit to Twitter. So...
Yeah.
You know, it is what it
we'll
is.
We'll see if the exclusive comes with Wayne. Shout out, man. Shout out to my bro, Three Letterman, Dre. I mean, we're doing these fucking segments hot off the press.
Word.
Back to back freestylers out. Dre.
Word.
Woo! And Meek Mill. You already know what the fuck this is, man. PSA Radio, them segment, boys. We're here to stay. My bro, Dre.
Yes, sir.
Take us out.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Shout out my bro Timbo for getting the show started for us. Yeah, for y'all motherfuckers out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Segment will be out, man. I'll let your boy, man. PSA, nigga.
We out.